Hey, what is up, Flowmies? It's time for another edition of the ITF Flowcast. We have our special event. It is the Flowmie Roundtable, end of the year episode. We always love doing this. We get to hang out with all of our mods. We are missing Corey, unfortunately. Hopefully he'll pop in and join us during this. But we have everywhere. So we have Kevin Hargis. How you doing, Mr. Kevin?
Good as always.
We have the power couple, the Vandermeers, Sarah and Feba. How you guys doing?
Doing
Hello.
great. Hi,
Good.
guys.
Mr. Joel Lamb over there on the East Coast, how's it going?
Howdy, y'all.
And the Nandalorian himself, Mr. Nando Medina, how you doing?
Pretty good, guys. How are you guys today?
Now Nando, he's visiting us from Mexico. He's on vacation over there, so if his internet's kind of cuts out, that's why. But he's enjoying the life. But he didn't want to miss this, so we're glad that he's able to hang out with us for a little bit. But so what we're going to do is we're going to do a recap of the year, also talk about some of the stuff that's been going on in not only just ITF, but our own businesses. And, it's been a busy year. I think we've all had our hands full. So why don't we just go around, everyone kind of share some of the news going on in your lives and your business and what things you're looking forward to in 2024. So, hey, Joel, you want to start off?
Yeah, sounds good. So this year we had a new hire, somebody that has never cleaned windows before. So I had my doubts about 2, 3 months in. I was thinking about letting him go. It wasn't going to work. But my wife encouraged me to hang on to him and keep training him. He comes from landscaping industry and he's used to working long hours. He just was having a very difficult time being efficient. And so I'm happy to say that we hired him last January and we've kept him almost an entire year now. And he is now worth his weight. He
Nice.
is not as fast as some of our more experienced employees, but he brings more to the table in other ways. So being fast is not the most important thing. He also keeps track of tools. He's soft on the equipment. He helps out with maintenance. He's a good listener. So if I go and tell him to do something, he doesn't go back to me and ask questions. So he's been very easy to train, very easy to work with. And I think he's contributed, I'd say this year so far has been a success. So I'd say in part it's due to the rest of the team and also him.
Nice.
This year has been our biggest year yet. So most people know that. My wife and I's business is only about 5 years old. So we have the youngest, newest business of the Flomi moderators. So each year we learn something new. But this year's, like I said, it's been our biggest, but it's been our smoothest. We've taken the most trips while working and made the most. So somehow I'm working less and making more.
That's what you want to do, right? That's the dream right there.
This year started off really rough. I started off the year end of January breaking my collarbone.
Yeah, I
So for
remember
about
that.
3 months, I wasn't able to work and I had to rely on the team and it worked really well. I had to do a lot more. I'd show up at a job site and monitor them and wear an orange vest. And, sometimes I would operate the lift, but eventually about 4 or 5 months in, I was able to get back to water fed pole and carrying ladders and stuff. So despite illness and injuries early on, like I said, we were able to take vacations. We made a new hire and doing better than ever, actually.
So Joel, would you say, had you not got injured in that way, would you have put that much trust in your employees throughout the rest of the year as far as or did that situation kind of train you to trust them more?
Oh yeah, it trained me to trust them more. I really didn't have a choice in the matter. I had already scheduled. For us, this is a large project. It was like a $10,000+ construction cleanup that involved 80-foot boom lifts, and I wasn't able to do a thing on it. I literally just had to stand there, help out with traffic, and make sure that they were being safe. And it was nerve-wracking the entire time, especially when I'd see them stop the lift and the basket would sway towards the building, and it's just,
Mm.
You
just
have to say you stand there and be nervous the entire time. I get more nervous watching it if somebody else is doing it than I do actually being on it. And I don't really like being on them, but
so that went smoothly. And I really, like you said, I had to trust that the people that's been with us the longest could take the lead in training. And also, I did a lot. I still did a lot with taking care of clients and phone calls. And I had a brace on. I would meet with people and be real stiff. So I did more on that side the first 6 months of the year. And then the last bit, I've been busy working alongside everybody.
Nice. Well, cool, man. That's awesome. It's awesome to hear that type of growth. Very cool. Kevin, what about you?
Well, for us, this has been the year of solar.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all started back in January at the convention. Met Steve Williams for the first time. He was there doing some classes on solar. Steve and I talked extensively, got to know each other really well. And from that convention, we decided we wanted to do something with solar. And we weren't exactly sure what that was all going to entail. Mm-hmm. But one of the things for sure was, as a board for the IWCA, we discussed that we wanted to put some kind of solar document out for safety guidelines. So it'd be very similar to what we have for the RDS safety guidelines. So we started kind of working on that. We put a solar committee together, started working on the solar safety guidelines. I think our first meeting was probably beginning of March, time we got back from convention, got everything settled down, got all the plans put in place. First couple meetings were just kind of exploratory, trying to figure things out that we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then in the process of doing that, I was talking to a lot of different people from outside the country, because solar is so much bigger in other countries than it is here.
Yes.
So in that process, Steve and I started talking more on the side of the work, and knowing him, knowing his expertise, him knowing what we do here, we kind of got together one day and said, maybe we should do something together as far as business goes. So let's see, September, I think it was September 6th, we officially went into partnership with Clean Solar Solutions America. So we have Steve and I as a partner, and then we have two other partners in California. So that is then kind of made a big push, and it's a national company. So we've got a lot of things to do and a lot of sorting out. But it's been good, because then that's really just kind of all piggybacked off of that. And then while that's all happening, the solar safety guidelines, at the last board meeting, our monthly board meeting it is December, right? In November, we officially got board approval to release those.
Nice.
So those will be coming out. They're done. That just needs a little bit of formatting, and then those will go on the website. So the official IWCA solar panel safety cleaning guidelines is out and ready to go. So that was a big, big project.
Yeah.
There was a lot of legwork in that. Because what we wanted to do with the solar guidelines was we want to make it, for the most part, it's directed toward window cleaning companies that want to add solar.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get into really large solar, everything changes. Steve and I have said multiple times, once you get past the water fed pole, everything is really different. It appears to be the same, but there's so many differences in it, and that's where a lot of times people go wrong, and then that's where injuries happen, and that's where people lose money. And so we wanted it to be directed mainly at that, but have the ability to be expanded. And then we wanted it to be a global document. So we did not want to pigeonhole it to the United States and OSHA only. Obviously, we needed to tailor it so that it would work with that. We're hoping to use the OSHA alliance that the IWCA has and get some type of OSHA backing, or at least their stamp of approval on it, that they see everything in there as good, and they would support that document. Because again, typically you see with OSHA, there's really, really broad guidelines. And initially, if you go to them and you say, well, we want to make a solar safety guideline, well, everything is in here in this really big, you know. So like, if you ever looked at OSHA 1910, it's,
yeah,
what, 60 pages? I mean, it's just, it's massive.
It's thick, it's dense.
Yeah. And so to be able to disseminate and pick all that information out and put it in one document, that you don't have to pick through all that stuff. So that's the idea. But then we want to also take that basically to EU OSHA. We want to take that to Safe Work Australia. We want to take that to the different entities in Canada and be able to have everyone's sort of stamp of approval on that, so that this truly becomes a global document. There's talks. Steve is doing a training course in San Juan in March. I'm tentatively going to attend that. And then the hope is that I'll bring the IWCA safety guidelines there, and that will piggyback off the ISCA certification. And we will officially have an international certification out there. So that's the hope. You know, again, there's a lot of components to that. And then at the convention in January, there's going to be a full paid ISCA hands-on training class. And again, the idea is that you walk away with an ISCA certification and you walk away with an IWCA solar safe guideline certification. So
nice.
So yeah, it's definitely been the year of solar. Went to two different solar conventions. So I've been to Vegas now four times this year. Never even thought I would go once. And it's been a lot of years since I've been. So once we got there in January, we went back in April, went back in September, and then I was back for ISSA in November, which we also partnered with Unger to do some solar sessions at their booth at the ISSA show, which was really, really successful. So yeah, that's what we've been doing for the most part. And still obviously running our business. So it's been pretty nuts. And, you know, we're looking to expand there. We've got some pretty large contracts in the works now, kind of similar. So I could be a little bit more hands-off with that. And then we jump into Clean Solar Solutions America, and we just keep progressing. So it's always what's next, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So is your daughter starting to take more of the Echo work and kind of run that herself?
Yeah. Matter of fact, she was on a job today. You know, when we do a lot of that hospital work, there's a lot of last minute stuff. And sometimes that last minute stuff is what they call a terminal clean. So it has to be a thorough disinfection, and it has to be done quickly because the area, so like today, the area was in sterile processing. They can't just shut that down.
Right.
So it's an integral part of the hospital. So they had some work to do. Then we needed to show up and do that because it wasn't a very large area. She took all the lead on everything. So she's been dealing with the contacts. She's been sending the texts and calls, fielding those, setting everything up, went up there, did the job. And, you know, so that's been great. And again, obviously now I can be here for that.
Yeah, that's
exciting. It's been really nice to see her take that feeling of, wow, I'm a little bit more important than just dad's, you know, just the daughter, you know, because, you know, for so long, and I try to explain to her, you know, for so long, when I was young, I was Cal's son, you know, and then when I was married and we had a business years ago, I was that person's husband. And you know, it takes a while for you to kind of get yourself and your own identity with that kind of stuff. But the longer you wait, the longer it's going to take. So I've been kind of pushing her and encouraging her, get your own identity here so that people are comfortable coming to you. And so now we have several contacts there that will call her directly.
Good.
And she'll just talk to me about it and say, can we do this? Can we do that? Yep. And I just, you know what to do. Just handle it. And so, yeah, that's been right. Really nice. So I'm really looking forward to advancing that even more in 2024.
That's really cool, man. Thank you so much for sharing all that. I really look forward to seeing where the solar goes. Cause I saw how just the more involvement you've had and you and Steve working together, It's just such an underserved area in this country. You know, like you said, so many window cleaners do it, but it's all just hodgepodge. You don't really know what you're going to get, you know, from one cleaner to the next. So I think that's really exciting to see how that grows, and especially since it's a
Yeah,
national.
we're super excited about it. There's a lot of things, and my board tenure for the IWCA ends in January at the convention, but the plan is for me to continue on with the solar committee. I don't have to be on the board to chair that. So the plan is for me to continue on with the solar committee, and we're going to go to the next steps.
Nice.
And those next steps are we're going to work on a certified instructor program. We're going to work on a truly international version of that. So we want to pick a country, and we're potentially going to have a new board member from Canada this year. From
With Rick?
nope. Oh, what city was he in? I can't remember. Right in the middle. It's right above Wisconsin. But he could be a possible great opportunity for that knowledge to be able to take all of the information from Canada and be able to put that into a Canadian specific document. So that may end up working out really, really well. So we're kind of planning, but we're also probably in a little bit of a holding pattern right now because, you know, we've got convention coming up, year-end stuff. So we'll probably take a couple months off, let that set in, let that all get launched, and then we'll take off from there.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, Vandermeers, how's everything going for you? You got a new business on the side there. You've been growing. I know you guys have been making some strides there at some of the conventions you've been going, so fill us in.
So our main window cleaning business is doing pretty well. We kind of kept it consistent from last year, but we have a big growth plan for this year, since we were kind of focused on the other business a little bit. So we're really excited about that. Our plan is to hire another team in the spring and then hire another team in the fall. And just kind of ramp everything up because our busiest time is winter, actually, which is weird, but it is. So we're really excited about that. We're hoping by end of next year we'll be renting a warehouse space instead of doing everything out of our home, which will be great too. And then we'll be doing a huge expansion of our side services outside of window cleaning. So
Nice.
Pressure washing stuff and gutter cleaning, and then the Christmas lights. We've never pushed them too much because we've always had a waiting list. And so, with all the employees that we're going to add on, we should be able to accommodate a lot more and just really be able to get a little bit more into the advertising part, which we're super excited about. As far as the other business goes, which is Holiday Home Concepts. The Christmas light software, it's going amazing. We're really excited. We doubled in size from last year.
Nice.
And we just are about to complete a rewrite on the software, which seems like so foreign to me because it's a lot of money and I never thought about spending that much, but it's paying for its own rewrite. So that's really exciting. And we're launching another software in the
What?
spring. It is specifically for the landscape lighting industry.
Oh, okay.
So it has a lot of the same premise, but it's really tailored to that industry. And we're going to be basically at a lot of conventions this coming year and trying to expand both businesses simultaneously. You want to add some stuff, Bubba?
I think that so what we've been thinking about a lot in terms of our window cleaning half is also implementing a subscription plan, which is something that we've chatted about, kind of bandied back and forth, but now we're actually going to put that to paper and come up with kind of like a concierge type, offering to our clients where we're not only offering them window cleaning and all that stuff, but we're going to wrap in the holiday lights as well. So that I feel like is going to be big for us. Before now, I've kind of reached a point with my body and my health where I feel like I've got to make some
big equipment investments. And so, the Nandalorian, believe it or not, from Nando was a big step for us because we had never kind of purchased an all-in-one system before. It's always been a used system from some other window cleaner or whatever. And now it was like, the Nandalorian was our first like turnkey, beautiful system. And so now we're looking into some soft wash, power wash rig, more like a skid that's going to go in the back of the truck. Just trying to reduce the physical workload because I've been so used to taking the power washer out, putting it back in the truck, walking the hose reels around the house and all that stuff. So I've been trying to work on my efficiency with time. And so with the subscriptions and with some key equipment upgrades, I have my hopes are high for 2024. And then I'm going to do my best to be there with Sarah on as she's pushing Holiday Home Concepts along. And so it's an exciting time, and I'm just hopefully have the time to rest and kind of recharge the battery and really be at my full.
That being said, one of the things I'm really proud of that we did this last year is up until the winter, of course, because that's when we do Christmas lights. But before then, Bubba was taking off every Monday and Friday. So he was only in the field for 3 days a week, which was,
Beautiful.
big for us. And our teams were able to kind of handle everything else. And for the most part, I would say I was out of the field about 90% of the time, which was awesome. I mean, I had other things I had to focus on and stuff, but I think it's starting to change our mindset of growing our business instead of, working in the business and being so tired that there's just not enough
Nice.
energy at the end of the day to
Yeah.
make those huge structural changes that have to be done. And so it's really exciting. And then realizing we could trust our employees more than we thought.
Yeah.
We were, I think, really hesitant, and we're, so stringent on how we like things, and just being able to let go a little bit made a huge difference. So we're really excited to expand and to kind of see where everything takes us.
Very exciting. Very cool. Oh, and then there's also a congratulations in order. Your daughter got accepted to the Boston College?
Boston University.
Boston
We're
University. Okay.
really excited.
Very
She
nice.
applied early decision. It's acceptance rate has dropped down to 10%. So we were really nervous, and she basically told us, like, if I don't get in, you're not hearing from me for the rest of the winter break. So we have like a vacation plan, and I was like, oh no, this is going to be terrible if she doesn't get in. But she did, and we knew she was. She's a smart
Yeah.
kid. And congratulations to Kevin's daughter
That's right.
on
That's right. We
tying the
forgot.
knot.
Yeah, January. Yeah, she at the she went to the convention. We her now husband came along and had the little white wedding chapel. Elvis. It was completely a Vegas wedding. All 100%. It was great.
Very
That's
cool.
why he keeps going back to Vegas.
So we can't. We
Yeah, I
literally
tell
have
you,
questions about what happened.
I kind of, yeah. There's some things we don't talk about. But yeah, I mean, I kind of fell in love with it after that because it was just, I'd been there before and it was okay. But and now, again, it's the fourth time. And yeah, it was fun. So looking to go back early next year and we'll see how it goes.
Nice. All right, Nando, you're up. How's your year going?
Well, guys, you guys know me. I'm always busy, always looking for something to do. Business-wise, window cleaning related, we had a very, very bumpy ride this year. First quarter was just rain and rain after rain.
Yeah.
We were completely, done. Right after the convention, we came back home and no work. Second quarter, it was slow, not as busy as usual. But luckily, it turned for us in July, and from July up to the first 2 weeks of December right now, we were pretty busy, and it looks like we're going to have rain again. So it's been good, but not as good as I wanted it to be. I don't think there was much change from last year other than the fact that we just, you know, we couldn't go over our profit margin, what I wanted, what I was aiming for. But I have built a bigger passion, and I've been working on the, you know, these Mandalorian builds that I'm doing now. You know, thinking about the small people and people that, you know, don't have the knowledge on putting things together. I've made myself available for that, and it's another little side hustle for me, you know, helping someone out. You know, and making that extra money, you know, that helps me out a lot. But that's where we're focused on. That's where we're that's what I'm working on. There's more things coming, you know, once I have my fully upgraded garage, you know, I'll be able to do a lot more, be able to, you know, improvise and create ideas to help one out. So if you guys need anything, just holler at me and I'll do my best to help you guys out.
Yeah, so if you guys haven't heard or seen his systems, if you follow him, Pro Windows on Instagram and Facebook, I don't know if you're on TikTok too, right
Yeah,
now.
I'm on TikTok too.
So he's got
Everything.
clips of his systems. I mean, they just are smooth looking. I mean, if you've seen Big Blue, it just imagine that you know
Breaking up.
classy of a look just put into a smaller system that you can fit into your vehicle. They're pretty smooth. You're next on my list as soon as I figure out what I'm gonna do. But I do want to get a Mandalorian system in ours. But that's pretty cool. So it's going well. You said you've had
It's
how many
such
builds
a
so far?
quality system. I mean, like, we have one from Nando, and it is, I think Feba was ready to cry tears about how much easier it made life. He was like, "You don't understand how much time it saved me today, and it was so great." And I mean, the quality is just, you know, it'd be hard to find something somewhere else because he puts so much effort and thought into all the different components. He really tailors it with the user in mind, and it's not just a bulk stock whatever throw together thing. It's so carefully put together. So
I think it you know reminds me of the of one of the topics that Corey Klimas wanted to talk about was valuing your time, and systems like these allow you to value your time in essence, cut your setup and breakdown times into just a fraction of what it was before, and it saves you wear and tear on your body. So I was, you know, lifting the Tucker T4060 out of my truck, a great system, but I'm 43 now and I only have a, anyway, it just saved me a lot of time. I'm not, you know, lugging stuff around as much anymore. I'm just going to the hose bib, plugging in my hoses and just running with it. And that's really what, you know, has helped me to value my time. And it's almost like a gift to myself, a gift to just honoring that. Whereas before it was like I was telling myself it didn't matter. And now I'm realizing that I was kind of cheating myself a little bit in terms of just valuing that the, you know, that time, the wear and tear on my body. I mean, you
Oh,
know.
and then not spending like the entire weekend fixing things because it's actually made of quality, great components, and just like thank God I have my husband back every Saturday.
I mean, we've
Yeah,
done
we
what
were
we
just,
can.
yeah, Celeste and I were just talking about that yesterday, how, you know, and she was talking to me, just saying, you know, I'm very thankful that we have Eco, we have CSSA, we have, you know, profitable businesses, and we have some success. But I'm also very thankful that basically we're not out working 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we never see each other. We value the time together and for the things that matter. And I think, you know, to go to what you were saying, you value your time, you always do, but you don't understand what the value relates to. You can be out making money, or you can be out planning to make money, but then you also have the recharge time. And we typically, when you start a business, you just run into, you go until you just fall apart. And then you got to pick the pieces up, put it back together, and then you're just go. So to have that balance, I think is key to being successful in business, because otherwise you are just going to burn out at the end of the day.
Well, and that's
Yeah.
just it. You have to remember, just as your water fit pole is a tool, a piece of equipment, just like your vehicle is a piece of equipment that you have to maintain, your body is the most important piece of equipment, right? So any money that's put into making you more efficient, like Feba said, where you're not having to do the manual labor of a 20-year-old, right? Then that helps your body to last longer, and that's a worthy investment. You know, sometimes we just see the dollar signs. We don't think of the time and the save wear and tear, both of equipment but also of us, in an investment. And I know as I get older, I start pulling the trigger on those types of deals, whereas before I would have said, ah, we don't need to get that now. But you do. You start thinking, oh, well, if I put this reel here, well, that's one thing I don't have to pull out of the truck. You know, it's now I have my mounted in my trailer. So now I don't have to haul anything. I just run it. You know, and just stuff like that, and investing in quality, yeah, it becomes more important to you.
It's
This year
how
we had
much. Go ahead. Sorry, Joel.
sorry, I was just going to say this year we had our largest solar panel job we've ever had. It was over 2,000 panels. And I started off thinking, you know what, we'll just take our time, we'll do it manually. Oh my God, that was the worst choice ever. And so I just didn't want to spend the money on the right tool, which I eventually ended up getting a rotary brush. I got the Jay Racenstein one. And you know, I didn't learn my lesson the first time because I got the brush and it was amazing. But to cut costs, I ordered it without the guard. And so I got it up to the top of a splash of water on me. I was like, you know what? It cut the time down to maybe 25% of what it was taking before. We would have never been able to do that job or make good money if we hadn't been able to spend that money up front. And so it goes along with everything you guys are saying. It's an investment, not only for business, but also for life, which I think it's a lot of the reason why most window cleaners get into the trade is they're looking for a low entry point to make decent money without having, you know, to spend a large percentage of their life, you know, working. They're able to spend a balance of living and working, and this investing in tools gives you more life, honestly.
Yeah,
Very
it's
true.
almost like you get to ask the question, how much does it cost to not make this investment? It's not
Yes.
so much how much it costs to make the investment, but how much does it cost when you don't? And it wasn't just a physical thing with me because I felt like I could physically do it. It turned into a morale thing as well, like the morale to continue day in and day out. It was just refreshing to convert a little bit of that physical energy into just kind of that mental preservation as well.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I preach on. You guys know me, efficiency. And just to throw a little piece of my cake, I'm gonna be good news. I ended up getting that Ford van. They valued my
Oh,
that
good.
deal that I broke 16 months ago. I went up and I talked to corporate and all that, but we'll leave that to another story. I'm gonna be
Well,
building a
just real quick,
nice.
so our listeners know. So he had a contract that they had been on back order for a year, right, Nando? And he had an agreed upon price, and then
16 months.
when it, so 16 months. So when it finally came in, they were trying to undercut him on, or they're going to charge you more than what your price was. How much more was it? Like 4,000?
10, $4,000 more.
Yeah. So he's been in a battle with them over this contract. You would think you have a contract. It's a pretty open and shut case. They did not want to give him that $4,000. So you finally got it then, huh?
I finally got it. And just for everyone that follows us, that when I talk about systems and I try to teach and preach about efficiency, why efficiency is so important. And since we're talking about value, that what efficiency means to me is value. And at the end of the day, the less time you spend at a job, the more you can value the time you have left over, or do whatever you please with it. But efficiency is key for me, and I'm going to be building a solar rig this 2024.
Nice.
So you guys stay tuned to that, and I'll show you guys what the Mandalorian can do. I can do a lot of things. I just got to
So we
put
might
my
have to
mind
talk
to it.
about that and test that for you there, Nando.
Yes,
Yeah.
sir.
Yeah,
Yeah,
yeah.
I got you in mind, Kevin. I got you definitely in mind. So we'll definitely be we're gonna need some sponsors on that vehicle. I
Well,
can't pay for everything myself, but we'll
what's
go from
going
there.
on in Gabe's corner?
What's oh yeah. For sure. Yeah, we'll get them on there. But yeah, with us, we same thing, Nando. We had a rough year. I think your rain came over us right after yours. So our January and February were very slow. Although we're always usually slow, but it just seemed like it was like almost like monsoon slow. You know, it was really, really slow. And then when we had our spring cleaning came, it started late. Usually it starts right in March, and it didn't really hit until April. April and May were really good, thankfully. We had some good work. And then our slow season started slow. You know, we got slow. I lost a couple guys who were really excellent window cleaners. One had to move back home to Wisconsin. The other one, he had started a new medication earlier in the year, and as a result, he was not dealing with the heat very well. It was really, really affecting him. So he ended up moving to Oregon so that he could continue working and not have to worry about the heat. And it wasn't such a big deal at the time because we were in our slow season. So it just meant, that was two people less we had to find hours for. But then our busy season started like a month and a half early. And I was just caught off guard and, trying to hire in a hurry, which is never good. We got one guy who excellent, he's worked out really well for us. But we hired two other guys who have struggled. One quit about 2 weeks ago, and then the other one, he just quit this Friday. So we're right now, we got about a couple more weeks left in our busy season, and it's going to be, just long days until we're done. But in 2024, we're planning on scaling back. I have another thing in the works. I'm not ready to share it publicly yet, but it's a pretty big thing that I'm wanting to eventually convert to. I don't know if it'll be a matter of me selling my business so I can focus on this altogether, or having someone else run my business while I focus on this. But I'm excited about it. It's just going to be a lot of work, and I've been working on it. I've got hired some grant writers to help get some starting funds for it. So well, that's the direction that we're heading. So it's a little frustrating because I have a lot of work to get that ready, and the time that I had anticipated having, I'm now having to devote to just doing window cleaning because these other guys didn't quite pan out. It was frustrating, but at the same time, I feel at least now I know how 2024 is going to go. You know, we have our three solid guys. We're going to just stick with them. And we have also another tech who she's part-time, and we'll probably keep her just to do like commercial and some of the little stuff that we have. But my three main guys are going to be the ones that I rely on. But yeah, it's just now it's going to be simplifying, just kind of streamlining and making it as efficient as we can so I can devote as much time to the new project as I have available to try and get that going. I'd like to have it going by mid-2024. That's my goal anyways. So if I can get a few grants to get me off to get me some breathing room to get to devote more time to it, then I think we'll be in a good shape to get to the mid-2024. But yeah, that's where we've been going. My mom's health's still not good, so that's been also a lot of energy draw. But we're making it work. My wife and daughter are doing really well, and yeah, that's been where we
Awesome.
at. Just trying to keep our head above water and make it to 2024 so we can kind of refocus and get going. But anyhow, so that's how we are. I did want to talk a little bit about ITF, this year, because all of us have been so busy, and obviously we're not paid for this. You know, that we're on the mods in ITF just because it's something we love to do. It's a group we believe in, and we've been able to do a lot. We have to address the things that we need to. So we haven't been able to do as much as we normally would in ITF in a year. But we did have a fundraiser for the IWCA convention in Brazil. That was really, from what everything I've heard, it was a success. We appreciate everybody who contributed to that, who both offered up items for auction and those who purchased the items. It's been pretty wonderful. We know that individually there have been a lot of Flomies who have been doing some pretty cool things and growing, and not only just that, but also sharing and helping others as well. So we want to definitely continue that. One of the things I had mentioned to them before this podcast was that we really want to do more Facebook lives. So at least like once a month, just get on with, one or two of us and just, or three, and just have a conversation about a topic that is kind of in the, in the zeitgeist of the window cleaning industry, and touch on some things. We want to do that more often, get people engaged, allow them. The nice thing about the Facebook Lives is people can comment and ask questions. So as we're talking, we can get questions from the listeners, and then right then, talk about it and answer it. And the we did one last year, and it was really went really well. We had some participation in it. It seemed like there was interest. So I think that's something we definitely want to do. Also, any in-person meetups with the Flomies, we're really wanting to do. So obviously the IWCA convention, we have one every year with that. But we with Sarah and Feba, they're going to a bunch of these conventions. Like Kevin said, he's going to these solar conventions. We're all kind of spreading out now, and I think we need to start having these meetups in areas, and so that way Flomies from different parts of the country can get together and meet people in person, because it makes a big difference when you can meet someone in person. It's one thing to know people online, and that's great, but when you have an opportunity to sit down and have a drink with someone or have dinner with someone and just get to know them, that's the type of community we want to build in ITF, where we're supportive because we feel like we know them and we feel like they're part of our community. And that's really the goal that we've always had. So we're looking forward to building that. Anything you guys want to talk about as regards to the direction we want to take ITF?
Yeah, kind of same ideas. Hopefully we'll have a little bit more time. Like I said, I'm going to be off the board in January, and that's going to free up a lot of time. There's, we have, I'm on two or three committees. That's a call a month, and the board calls every month. So I'm hoping that that will free up quite a bit of time, because like a lot of the fundraisers and stuff we did, that was all before, one, a lot of us had grown the companies and had other things going, but to before I was on the board, and all of a sudden it's just time's gone. There's just none left. So at any of these conventions that we're at, it doesn't necessarily have to be a window cleaning convention. If we're in different parts of the country and you see one of us that is going to be there, reach out. Hopefully we can meet up.
Yeah, Feb and I will be in Florida 3 times in February alone. So if you all are going to be at the PWMCA, the Power Washing Convention there, we'll be at that. We're going to be at GutterCon. We'll be at ClippaCon in San Diego in May. Of course, the Huge will be there too, but we are excited to see as many Flummies as possible. Maybe arrange some dinners or maybe just do a Facebook Live with us and check in, see
Yeah,
how you guys are
totally.
doing.
I really want to make
It's 2 hours away from
the
San Diego.
Huge. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
There you go.
But I really want to go to the Huge this coming year. I really was sad I missed it. I had planned on it. I was making arrangements, and that was right when we got busy. We just got busy. And like I said, that was like a month and a half earlier than normal. So I was unable to go, but I think we're kind of gearing up. I think more and more Flomies are going to the Huge, and of course the IWCA always has a good presence there as well. So,
And Galveston's a lot of fun, guys. It's
yeah,
not too late to get your tickets.
that's right, that's right. We want to see as many people there as we can, and just so you can, if you've never been to an IWCA convention, just experience it once, man. It really is. I mean, so many people say it's life changing. And that's not just hyperbole.
You cut out,
Froze.
Gabe.
What's that? Yeah, he
You
froze
cut
up.
out.
Oh, sorry. I know. I got some internet issues over here, but a lot of people have said that the IWCA convention is life changing. It really does make a huge difference in your business. I had one gentleman who we had met online, through Instagram. I had told him about ITF. He joined ITF, really liked it. And then he came out to the convention in January for the first time, and then he afterwards he came to Tucson, and he hung out with me, worked a day with me just to kind of follow my company. He's in the midst of growth, of like a ton of growth, and he's a little bit overwhelmed with the administrative part of it and organizing crews. Anyways, I was asking him, well, what did you think about the convention? And he just said, man, he says, I learned so much, both about how I was doing things wrong, and he goes, and I came out of it with a lot more confidence that now I can actually, handle this workload and handle this crew and make the most of it. So it's a neat experience. The networking is just out of this world. Yeah, obviously you get networking at any convention, but that diabetes say the level of experience and professionalism is just above board. It's just way, way
You also get
greater.
invaluable training and you get to expand your knowledge. We just had a contract that we got where we had to go through a safety director. And so I had to do a safety audit, and he was asking questions about if I had an OSHA card and different certifications that we have. And I was able to send him the certifications I received at the IWCA convention. And it was I was able to be compliant because of the training that I received at the convention, and we
Yeah,
got the
correct me
contract.
if I'm wrong, but doesn't membership IWCA membership include tickets,
Yes.
or am I out?
It includes one convention pass.
And it's totally worth it. We've gone to a lot of different conventions, but the IWCA convention that we went to was where we made the best connections. Again, because like you all were saying, it was people who were very experienced, people who are ready to mentor. There's people who we're doing business with now, or who I belong to mastermind groups with, and things like that, that I met because of IWCA. And it's just one of those things where you can't buy that anywhere else. So if you're going to invest in yourself, I would say that's probably one of the best places to do it as a window cleaner.
Well, you get, and the other thing too, I think that can't be understated. You get ideas there. I remember the first big idea I got was in San Diego, and that was my first. I consider that my first real convention because I'd been to another one before, but I just went to the trade show. I really didn't interact with a lot of people. It was just for me. But the San Diego one, I actually made an effort to talk to people, and I had a big decision. I had an office assistant who she was leaving because she got a job that was, I was paying her like $15 an hour, and she was going to get a job that was $17 an hour. And so I was going to have to hire. And so I had asked, well, how do I do? I've said I'm losing this person. And he was like, well, why are you letting her go? And I said, well, she can make more over there. He's like, well, why aren't you just paying her what she's asking? And I was like, well, I can't really afford it. He's like, well, can you afford to let someone who knows your business as well as her walk out the door and lose all those relationships she has with your customers, learn the not lose the knowledge that she has of how your business works? Where are you going to hire someone who has it? If you met someone who had all that, wouldn't you be willing to pay her $17 if you couldn't find anybody else? And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so right. And it just helped me to think like a professional instead of like the small time guy that I was already still kind of trapped in, of looking at the small little, the number at the end of the payroll instead of what the value was for the money I was paying. And that was one huge, but this idea that I'm wanting to do that came from the January convention. I spoke with the gentleman who was a business owner, and he knew me from social media. I'd never met him before. He says, you got a great, presence, you got good branding. And he just said, this, I have this idea. You take it, it's free, use it or not. And it was just the best idea. So that's that. I wouldn't have gotten that if I wasn't at the convention. I mean, it's really the opportunities you have for idea exchange is just really amazing. So anyway, we're just trying to make sure everybody gets there. Everybody who can.
So, and if you come to the convention and you wear a sleeveless shirt, I'll autograph it for you for free.
There
I'm
you
going to
go.
take you up on that, Kevin.
You betcha. I'll have Sharpies.
And if you catch an Andalorian, you might get an Andalorian shirt. Not everyone
Yeah.
gets it. Those are
Ooh.
exclusive.
Yep.
Yeah, I got sleeveless edition shirts in the works.
There you
And
go.
ironically, I don't have sleeveless edition shirts. The sleeveless editions aren't sleeveless. I don't have any shirts, period. So
I'm glad you
that's
remind me. I gotta get the order in for the new ITF shirts. I should put a. Oh, I'm breaking up again.
no, you're good.
I'm good.
You're
Okay.
good.
I mean, I got the stickers. I just don't have the actual shirt. So,
well, the best part is if you go to the IWCA convention, you get to hang out with us. So.
Yes, exactly. But I gotta get some more.
Yeah, we actually had on one of the last board, was it not a board call? I think it was one of the interviews, and we were talking afterward. And I said, I have a brilliant idea for the convention, because we were talking about getting a dunk tank and like putting Sheila in it, you know, and you, or any board member, you get to dunk a board member. I said, you know what? I have an absolutely brilliant idea. Let's just get me a shirt with a bullseye on it, and you get those Velcro arrows, and have everybody pay for an arrow. So whatever you want to charge, $1, $5, you could probably charge $20, and you get to shoot an arrow at me. And I said, you know, as many arrows that are thrown out anyway, I might as well just charity thing, and we raise money to do it. So I don't know. Maybe we'll have next to the mechanical bull, maybe we'll have the bullseye shirt and the little Nerf arrows. And I told him, I said, the only thing I ask is that I have a cup. That's it.
Very good. Very good.
And some eye protection for sure.
Yeah, I'll probably have to have a little bit of face covering. But
well, if OSHA's going to be there, you know.
True. But it's not technically work, so recreation. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, I might just have to get a bullseye shirt, and we'll just start doing that.
Yeah. Well, I know Sarah and Feb are going to have to be leaving pretty soon. So why don't we get into the FLOMI of the Year Awards. As everybody knows, every year we try to think of some individuals who exemplify the ITF attitude. You know, our mission has always been safety, philanthropy, education in the window cleaning community. And so, you know, as we go through, we post and we make comments and we do these things, and it's just often just for both entertainment, education, just to kind of learn. But there are individuals that really go above and beyond. So we always want to take some time to recognize them. So we have this year, we have three individuals that we, are you guys able to hear me, or am I broken up?
No, you're good now.
Okay, good. I'm sorry guys about my internet. But we had three individuals that we wanted to recognize. So the first one, we have Jarrett Huizinga, who is going to, I think it was Nando, right? You were going to talk a little bit about him and why he is our first FLOMI of the Year nominee.
You're breaking up again. So yeah, we wanted to nominate Jarrett Huizinga. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. But he comes up a lot on the feeds. He posts a lot. He puts up some good pictures, you know, through the group. And that's someone that's, you know, always contributing. And it's probably not something that he says, oh, well, I'm going to do this, you know, intentionally or something. But he always comes up across the feeds. And I think that's somebody that needs to be recognized. I admire the guy for that. I personally don't think I know him as much, but I do see that he's active a lot. And for that, that's where my vote's at.
Very cool.
Plus, he's Dutch.
He's Dutch.
That's right. That's right. So you got Dutch people here with
Vandermeers and the Huizingas.
Nice.
But I appreciate, you know, he's got an eye for photography. And he just has these beautiful shots sometimes where he's working. Of course, he's got beautiful scenery. And especially when it's snowing, he's got these really cool things. And because, you know, he'll have some cool Dutch things too with the wooden shoes and other, you know, windmills and stuff in the background. But I think he exemplifies a window cleaner's experience, because as we're working, I think we see things, you know, that from different perspectives, either on the roof of a house or on a ladder, or you're seeing in these beautiful backyards and just things that I don't think everybody in other industries get a chance to see. And oftentimes we see them and we just admire them and then go on. Whereas he's really good about just capturing those moments and then posting them in ITF to kind of help us to appreciate that. And I think that's a really neat to have that artistic eye.
Yep, it throws up again. There again. Yep. We get to see the still of Gabe's gorgeous face.
Let's hope we don't lose the guy.
At least it doesn't typically freeze in a really bad spot where he's
right.
Like,
yeah, yeah. I'm smiling when I freeze.
I also
that's gonna be the opening image.
I also really love that he gives us a perspective of window cleaning from a different country. I think we're so used to things like here in the States, and to see that European version of it, which is so, it's so different in some ways and at the same way similar in some ways. You can see just the passion he brings to his work, and just giving us that really cool perspective, I think is awesome.
Yeah, for
It
sure.
is.
For sure.
He definitely deserves that.
Yeah. And that's why I sent him, I mailed him a ITF shirt, even though he didn't go to the convention because it was, of course, across the ocean there. But I just felt he just exemplifies kind of the feeling of a Flowmate. So I felt he deserved it. Sent him one and he was real happy to get it. So Jaron, we really appreciate everything you do, but thank you so much. You are our first Flowmate of the year for 2023. So our second one, we have a guy, Jared Meese. He's been a Flowmate for a couple years now. He doesn't comment a whole lot, but when he does, when he posts or comments, they're very meaningful. And so he was my nominee. There's going to be an ITF interview of him before this comes out. And he just has a really neat journey. He's just one of those guys that really learned from everything that happened before, and he's applied it, but he wants to continue learning. He's more than an experienced business person. He's been in the industry for a while, and yet he still is open to learning. He still has that humility of wanting to get more information. How do you do this? How do you do that? And wanting to learn to incorporate into his own business. And I think that humility is kind of rare in our industry. We got a lot of people who are always, oh, I know I'm the best at this or I'm that. And they've kind of closed themselves off to any learning. And he's just the opposite. He probably has enough experience to teach others, but he wants to keep learning. And I think that's a beautiful characteristic that we want to continue to encourage here in ITF. So, Jared Meese, you are our second Flowmate of the year. So we do have one more. So we want to. It's George Aguilar, and he is on the IWCA board, but more importantly, he's on the safety committee, and he has head up the translation of our safety program into Spanish. So, Kevin, could you share a little bit about the work that he's put into that and what effect it's had on our industry?
Yeah, so I've had the pleasure of serving with him on the board for the last 3 years. George, 100%, his focus is on safety. So anytime that we have a meeting, even if it's something that you would think would be pretty benign and just run-of-the-mill stuff, George will bring up something that has to do with safety, which is good. When we were talking about the solar safety guidelines, and we started talking a little bit about certified instructors, he was the first one to ask questions. What's this going to look like? Are the RDS certified instructors going to be solar certified instructors? How's this all going to fit in? What are we going to do? And had good input into it. So, and then his influence over with the Spanish speaking community is huge because there's a big gap. There's a lot of focus, and it wasn't for any bad reason. Like it's just how it kind of organically started. The main focus has always been on the United States and primarily English speaking United States. It's the easiest thing to do, right? So over the last few years, when we had people like Fernando come on, we had Luis Martinez come on, we've had George. There's been a big push to bring that Spanish speaking side of things into it and to be able to translate things. So they're in the process of coming up with some other safety things, but the RDS was translated into Spanish so that that could be taught. And I'll probably look to in the next couple of years, hopefully sooner, but look to have a Spanish version of the solar safety guidelines. And people like George are instrumental in being able to help with that. Not only the translation part of it, but then to get that out and show people the reasons why we need to always focus on safety. Because, like it's kind of been an uphill battle with the solar stuff. It's like, no one's going to get hurt. You know, a lot of times we'll get the question, well, has anybody died? Well, no. But we would really like to not have this conversation after somebody dies.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago, we didn't know of anybody that had died from using a water-fed pole. And when they first came out, you would have probably said, that's dumb. No one's, what are you going to do? Hit yourself in the head with it? Well, yeah. In the last 3 years, like 10 or 12 people have been electrocuted from a lot of a water-fed pole.
Yes.
So we want to have the discussions, and that's been a big topic when we're having these meetings, whether it's the IWCA board as a whole or the safety committee or the solar subcommittee or whatever it is. We really want to get ahead of it. We would rather be more, do too much, I guess is the best way to say it, than to do not enough. Let's talk about it before we have to deal with that. And George has always been a huge advocate, and he's working on things now. He's building a safety training center, so he'll be able to have people actually come in there, and it'll be multiple things, not just RDS, but rooftop safety. So he'll have actual rooftops set up with different roofing materials so that they can teach the rooftop safety. Hopefully he'll get on board with the solar side of it too.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's been really instrumental in where the IWCA safety program has gone to. You know, he's worked hand in hand with Stephen Bright, who's been the safety director for a number of years. So I just can't say enough about George. It's a pleasure being in meetings with him because he's very analytical about things, very common sense, but still very analytical and questioning, and wants to know what's this going to look like today? What's it going to look like in 3 years? What's it going to look like in 5 years? What's it going to look like in 10 years, which is, yeah, it's great quality to have in somebody. So
yeah,
100% Flomy of the Year award goes to George.
And people don't realize, I mean, he's the CEO of a company, you know,
right,
entire high rise. So all of this work he's doing, he's not getting paid for. He has other things. He's got a family. He's got a daughter he takes care of and that he cares about, wants to spend time with. But the safety part of it is so important to him that he goes above and beyond to make sure that the people who are Spanish speaking are not left out of those important reminders and cautions, and that they can go home to their family safely too. That just because they don't speak English well or read English well, that should be a hindrance to them being able to provide safely for their family. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful expression of love for people in his own community that he's done this and worked so hard to bring these standards to where they are now. So we really, really appreciate him for everything that he's done, and we look forward to seeing the continued work, because I know he's not stopping there. Like you said, he's probably going to go right into the solar and do other things, you know. So oh, yeah, we really appreciate that.
And at the end of the day, he's a really good friend too to connect with, because, you know, we socialize after the conventions and all that, and when he travels out here to California, you know, the little times that we get to spend with each other, you know, it's we're always talking shop, always talking business, always talking this. But at the end of the day, if you got questions, you know, he's a good friend. He'll listen. He'll sit there. He'll, you know, talk about a lot of things. And that's the people that you always want to sit around with, you know, people that are going to pick you up no matter how down you feel, or give you the right information that you need, or the guidance that you need. He's one of those guys, just as you guys are too. But Jorge deserves this award himself too.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. So Jaron Huizinga, Jared Meese, and Jorge Aguilar, we really appreciate you guys for exemplifying what ITF is and really setting a high standard for us Flomies to reach. So anything else you guys want to, I know Sarah and Feba, you guys got to take off, so we can kind of close up shop unless there's something else you guys really want to bring up here and make sure we talk about.
I think that's it for us. We have to go drive an hour somewhere right now.
Yeah,
so we're going to jump off, but you guys can continue.
We'll close the shop.
It was great chatting with you guys.
Yeah,
nice as usual.
I'm excited for these changes. Couch, so we got to hurry up here.
Yeah, I'm excited about the changes that you've discussed and bringing more meetings together and meeting up a little bit more regularly. And I think it's my tendency has been to kind of pull away just because I feel combating that overwhelmed feeling a lot. But you know,
these discussions are refreshing, and it's always good to chat with you guys and to hear how you're doing and to, you know, be a part of this group and just hearing you talk about the nominations. I'm just like, it makes me want to be better. Makes me want to do better.
Nice. I know one thing I'm looking forward to.
We can't wait to see you guys
to.
In January.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be great. So we're going to get fitted for cowboy hats. Just so y'all know.
Nice.
If we're going, we figured if we're going to Texas, we're going full. And it's not just gonna be just that kind of store bought idea, because my dad was actually born in Texarkana, Texas, so I have a lot of family and a lot of roots in Texas. So I'm gonna fall back on that. And the other thing I'm looking forward to in 2024 is possibly a new nickname, Goatee Gabriel. I want to see what the Goatee Gabriel looks like at the convention. It's kind of what I'm thinking.
We'll have to see how patchy that comes in here.
I'm seeing a mustache, personally. I'm seeing a mustache on Gabe.
Yeah. He already has one.
No, I mean, like one of those bar handles.
Like a handlebar. Me and Steve Williams walking around with the.
You just have that kind of look. I could see it. Yeah. Sarah just made me shave, so I can't be a part of that club.
I'd
like to see Gabriel in a goatee, and I would like to see Feba in pork chops.
There you go. I could see Feba in some pork chops. Yeah.
Pork chops?
Not if he wants to start sleeping in a different bed.
I could use the break.
All right. And that's
this meeting has now ended.
I think that's our way out here, guys. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Thank you, Flomies, also for a wonderful year and everything that you guys do. We're going to try and make 2024 even better. So you guys take care. And as always, flow on.
Flow on, Flomies.
Flow on.